Hey, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Rob. How you doing today? Another awesome and amazing day in the universe. Be still and know that we are all God. We are all His energy, her energy, the energy. We are the creative energy of the universe. Patience, persistence, practice, positivity. The energy is always moving, and you are the universal energy that is always moving, creating, sharing, growing, loving, living, listening, learning. We're learning something new each and every day through this universe, through patience, persistence, a positive approach to life. In the breath of life, the smile of life, you and I are the breath and smile of life. Each of us. Intermittently fasting, or should it be intermittently feasting and feeding? That's become my new drive and direction. We're not intermittently fasting, which means is that we're grazing and grazing and grazing, and from time to time we take off and we fast, like we don't eat while we're asleep, and then we have breakfast, we break the fast, we have morning meal, and then based on our current recommendations from all our really great smart scientists and medical professionals and healers, that we should eat 3 to 5 meals a day, if not more, and snack in between, and make sure you're having lots of healthy carbs and fruits and vegetables and lots of healthy protein, and really limit the amount of fat that you eat. As if fat is somehow a bad thing, but my bet is without fat in your body, on your body, you would be dead, because fat is the only fuel for your body. That's right, fat is the fuel for fitness. If you don't get fat and carry fat, you're dead. And fat doesn't cause the diseases. It's actually the diseases are caused by eating like a lamb, a pig, or a cow. A grazing animal is meant to eat carbs all day, but a carnivorous animal, or what you might call us an omnivore, yes, we're capable of eating everything and anything, but my bet is we're not meant to be eating 3 to 5 meals a day. And yes, breakfast has been sold to us as the most important meal of the day, but in fact, it is not. It is probably the most deadly because it begins, I should say, it breaks the fast. And now what you're doing is you're feeding and feasting, and it gets you more hungry and more desirous to eat more. That's what our drive is, to find more food and get fat, because fat is survival, because we are used to there being very little food and very few feeding opportunities. We are intermittent feeders and fasters, and that's what we should be doing from time to time, eating, but not intermittently fasting from time to time, not eating. It should be the opposite. Words are the drivers, thoughts are the drivers, and your thinking is driving you in the direction of life. Your life. Health and wellness is built in the mind, and the mind is the master of the universe. Yes, your mind is thy master of thy universe every day, in every way, always and forever. We are simply human beings being human on this human journey. Every day, begin the day with thank you, God, for the day. What an awesome and amazing day. As you read God's words, you're always reading God's words. No matter what the words are, they're God's words. They're man's words. Words are created by man, written, spoken, listened to, read, wherever and however. You're the driver of the direction that you are meant to go in. God's love, God's faith, God's journey. Intermittently feeding and feasting. I say one time a day, make it a fatty meal. Building fat is fit. Clearing the gut of too many carbs and protein, which basically ferment. That's right. The breakdown ferments. Fermentation, heat, gas, aldehyde, alcohol, bloating, discomfort. Either constipation or diarrhea. Bloody, hard, difficult. But that's the cesspool and the creative juices flowing, yes. We're all selling something, but my bet is the sale of carbohydrates has helped us get fat. But carrying fat is the fittest thing that you can do, and without fat, you are dead. First in the liver, then everywhere else in your body. Fat is the fuel. And we're all selling something, trying to get us to buy and feed and eat more. And someone has created an idea and a concoction that somehow you think this supplement or this booster is going to make you healthier, but my bet is less is best. Intermittent feasting, intermittent feeding. That's right. Your juices are flowing, and they're the creative forces of the universe. Always looking and learning every single day. God is you, within you, all of us. Every cell of our body burns the fat from the triglycerides, from the stored fat, breaks it down into ketones, and acetyl-CoA is the energy force for every cell of your body. We are best in fasting. That means for a day, two, three, or four potentially, but I say that's the challenge. Do your feeding intermittently once a day or 12 to 24 hours apart is my recommendation. It may have a low importance on what you eat, because if you're eating less meals, the conversion in the liver of amino acids and simple sugars to fat then stores the fat first in the liver, then every other place of your body, to make it available to every cell of your body 24/7, 365 for your entire life. And without that, you are dead. And without insulin, you cannot convert amino acids and simple sugars to fat, and then without that, you will die. Eventually, you will run out of the fat storage. That is starvation. You do not starve until you're out of fat stores. And remember, the drive is to find food, to find relationship, to find connectivity. Drive and direct and create each and every day. You and I are the creative forces. Yoga, meditation, tai chi, walk. Walk in your day. And walk is the way. Slow it down. Remember, you are the creative force. The three magic words from U.S. Anderson, I am God. We are all that God. We're meant to be doers in life and walkers and journeyers. The journey you are on is your journey, your life, your creative force. Love and forgiveness each day. First to the mirror, love and forgive. In thy mirror, thy first place. Wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, you are doing it as the master force of the universe. Be of love. Be of life. Feel it, know it, share it, journey it. the mighty mitochondria within each and every cell of your body, they need and require fat. And our bloodstream is meant to have a low glucose level. Reduce inflammation, reduce glycation, reduce the complications going on in our bodies. The flow of the juices, first in the words, the mental force and vibration will create the energy for your body. And you drive the smiles, the joy, the happiness, the love, the life. Mind, body, smile. This is Dr. Rob Kiltz sharing some thoughts and ideas on things that I did not, do not completely understand, but simply on a force of a force that is greater because of all of us. God bless and enjoy the day.